We're in Simin Reish Samach Ches. We're up to Sif Hey. We will be doing from Hey through Yud Aleph. Tov Yisbal Shel Chol B'Shabbos V'lo Hizkir Shel Shabbos. Someone davened a complete weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos and did not even mention Shabbos. Im Oker Raglov Chozel Arosh. If he already took his three steps back, he goes to the beginning. Vim Lo Oker Raglov. If he did not make an Akira, Afal Pishasim Tfiloso. Although he finished davening, Eino Chozel El L'Shel Shabbos. He goes back to Shabbos. Shasha Shachar Shel Shabbos V'Shachar's Ayin Simen Kuf Chavav. Now, with regard to this halacha, the question is, where does he go back to? So the halacha is that he should go back to the bracha, the middle bracha, whether it's Atta Kiddashta, whether it's Yismach Moshe. What happens if B'dieved, in the middle of Ritzei, he says like Yalav Yovo when he says B'yom HaShavaz Hazeh? The halacha is that that's enough, he's Yotze B'dieved. So why is it that if he remembers at the end of Shmoneh Esrei that he didn't mention Shabbos, why shouldn't he just go back to Ritzei? Once you're already correcting yourself, you do it where you're supposed to. Not only that, but even though he remembers, say in Modim, that he didn't say it, he should go back to the middle bracha. You don't just mention it there. Sivav. HaTorah b'tfilah Shabbos v'echlif shel zol b'zol. What happens if someone mixes up the tefillahs? Ein achozer. He doesn't say over again. So if someone said, Yismach Moshe Friday night, his yotze. There's a daya that holds that even if he either says shachris for musaf or musaf for shachris, that he is not yotze. The achronim have a problem with why the mechaber called this a yesh omrim. Everybody holds this way, that musaf, switching musaf for anything else or anything else for musaf, you're not yotze. Why is it that you are Yosef, you switch Shachris and Mincha? Because the Iker Bracha is with Sevim Nuchasenu. But Musaf is in place of a carbon. There's a Chayodam who says that if you remember just before Ritzei, let's say you said a different tefillah, let's say you said Yismach Moshe instead of Musaf, and just before Ritzei you remember, so what you should say is Venasel of Anecha Karbon Musaf. Just to add that, and your yotza, that takes the place of musaf. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Derech Chaim who says that you go back to Tikanta Shabbos, but it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is actually holding like the Chayodim. Siv Zayin, Havtoah b'tfilah Shabbos ve'echlev shel zo b'zo, Hachozrim lomar v'chulu, after the Friday night davening, after we finish Shmoneh Esrei of Atta Kiddashta, we say Vaychulu together. Mishum Yontif Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, for the sake of Yontif that's Chal on Shabbos, where we don't get to say Vaychulu in Shmoneh Esrei. Shein Omer also B'Tfilah. Second, V'Gam Lo Tzilimi Sheini Yadeya V'Omer Moso B'Kol Rom Umid. Also for the sake of people that don't know how to say it, we say it out loud and we say it's standing. The Bir Halacha says that in order to say it together with the Tzibur, you should speed up your own Shmoneh Esrei so that you'll be able to say it with everybody. Now, it is best to say it with the Tzibur because that's a complete Eidus. You're saying it together with an Eida. At least we say it with two together. Because it's Eidus, it's witness. A Yochid that's davening, the Taz holds that as a Yochid he cannot say it at all. The Yerabba says that you're still allowed to say it, because one of the reasons we say it is because of Yontif Shechalias B'Shabbos, where we don't say Vaychulu in the Shmoneh Esrei. So that reason applies whether you're a Yochid or Rabman. It has nothing to do with Eidus. This will serve as a Tashlumin. Now, if you are saying Vaychulu B'Yachidus, then you don't have to stand for it. You're allowed to sit. And you shouldn't be Mechavin for Eidus. You should just be Mechavin Kekore B'Torah. Mishnah Berurah brings a Mate Moshe that if you forgot Vaychulu, you should say the Vaychulu in Kiddush standing, even if you normally sit for Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says that the meaning is to stand for Vaychulu in Kiddush anyway. Sifches. Va'omer Shatz Bracha Achas Me'in Sheva. The Shatz after Vaychulu says Bracha Achas Me'in Sheva. Now, what is the Bracha Achas Me'in Sheva? What is its takana? Because it used to be that the shuls were out in the fields and there was a sakana of mazikim, Therefore, they were afraid that the people who came late shouldn't leave alone. So they were metakin that the tzibur should stay on longer. And he, as soon as he finished his own Shmoneh Esrei, would come home with the tzibur. The shatz is supposed to say mogen, is supposed to go ahead and say the entire bracha achas me'en sheva. So lamashal, let's see the Ramon now. Hagah miu mayochid rotzal achmas vayochali yomra. The individual can say it below psicha v'lo chasima. That means mogen avis. An individual can say v'chein ogen at sibur lamra shatz. The minig is to say mogen avis below psicha v'chasima. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that since the shatz has to say the whole thing, even though the whole tzibur said Magen Avos, the shatz should make sure to repeat it and not just start from the end of it. Siftes. Yontif shechaliyas b'Shabbos ein amaskel sheyontif barocha me'ein sheva. The takon of me'ein sheva was for Shabbos, therefore you don't mention yontif in it. The Mishnah Berurah brings that on Leil HaSeder, we do not say it all together because it's Leil Shimurim. We don't need a shmir from the Mazikin. Sifyud ein omrim brocha mein sheva bebeis chasanim vavelim, the leka tamad ma'achrim lovo shein izokim. It's not to be said if you don't have a minyan kavua. If you only have a minyan temporarily in someone's house, you don't say it. The takana was only in shul. But if you have a minyan in the house, bekvias, then you do say it. The Mishnah Berurah says that you need a sefer Torah there for it. The Magen Avraham says that if they do choose to say it in a house without a sefer Torah, in limchos. The Prima Gadim doesn't like the idea because it's a bracha. And as a bracha, you can't just make a bracha levatala. Sifyud Aleph, Af b'Shabbos she'acher yontif omer bracha ma'achas me'en sheva. Shabbos after yontif, we still say me'en sheva.